listening to the First Step Podcast with your host, Jaleesa Jung. A new episode starts right now.
I literally cannot control myself right now because it has been so long, guys. I have no idea when was the last time I recorded a podcast for the First Step. I have so much nerves right now. I'm very anxious because, as you guys know, I have two kids now and they are very likely going to be making noise interrupting this podcast. But today I decided that I have to come back to the podcast because there's so much that I want to talk to you guys about, and I don't want to let the fact that I have kids or that, you know, there might be other interruptions or little disturbances. I mean, listen, we live in Trinidad and Tobago. Like, if you're listening to this and you're not from Trinidad and Tobago, I'm going to paint a picture so that you understand. Every single minute, there are like trucks passing in the street, right? Whether they're buying scrap iron or battery buying, or it's the rolling grocery, whatever it is, the gas truck, the fish van. I mean, there's so much noise in the background constantly that us Trinis have just learned to live with it. And it's kind of difficult when you have a podcast and you have those noises. But, you know, I'm just going to embrace it. I think in 2022, I'm just going to embrace my life for the way it is and live every day as if I planned it this way, you know? So I'm excited as well because I'm also the first time, oh my God, I'm actually recording a video that is going to be on YouTube at the same time with this podcast. So you guys would see me if you go on my YouTube channel right now. You would see my whole setup. I'm just here in my room. Very, very basic. But I'm excited and I'm ready to dive in. And today I want to talk to you guys about one of my favorite topics right now. No, it's not my planner. No, it's not my books or anything like that. It's NFTs. Now, I'm sure you guys have heard about NFTs by now, but maybe you still don't understand the concept. So if you're watching this on YouTube, you will see that I just opened up my content planner, which I use to plan all of my content, my Instagram stories, my TikToks, and yes, even my podcasts and YouTube videos. So in this episode, we're going to dive into NFTs a little bit. I'm going to try to explain NFTs in a way that hopefully you guys understand at the end of this. And I want to show you and give you examples of how you can use NFTs for business. And I'm going to be citing some really dope examples in the process. So what are NFTs? NFTs stand for non-fungible tokens. When we talk about non-fungible tokens, there's this concept called fungibility. And when something is fungible, it means that it can be replaced. So for example, the t-shirt I have on right now, I have on a Ralph Lauren t-shirt. If this t-shirt were to get lost or stained, I can easily go back to the Ralph Lauren store or go back to the Ralph Lauren website and replace it and get an identical t-shirt just like this one, because the t-shirt is fungible. So there are a lot of things that we buy that are fungible. For example, if you go to the grocery store, let's think about my favorite aisle. My favorite aisle is the breakfast aisle. You look at the cereals and on the shelf, you would have several boxes of the same brand of cereal because that box of cereal is fungible. It can be replaced. You can get an identical one, right? Like if you buy groceries and then you come home and you realize that the eggs you bought it's broken. You can take it back to the grocery store and they will give you a whole new batch of eggs, a whole new crate of eggs, because the eggs are fungible. They can be replaced for identical ones. Now, when we talk about things being non-fungible, it's exactly the opposite. Non-fungible things are one of a kind. They cannot be replaced. If you have something that's non-fungible, you cannot go back to the store and get another one that looks exactly like it. So to bring this point home, I want to give you guys example of non-fungible things that you might have in your house and you might not even realize it. So for example, photos of you when you were a child. Those are non-fungible. If you lose those photos that you have in that really nice but old photo album, dusty photo album that you have, if you lose those photos, you cannot replace, like there's nowhere you can go and replace those photos. You cannot go back to the photo studio where your parents took those, you know, photos way back in the 90s. Because we did not have the technology now that we have, you know, where you, if I wanted to replace photos of my kids, I could definitely do that. I could just go back in my Google Photos and print over those same pictures because I have every single photo I've ever taken of them. It's stored in the cloud. But photos of me from when I was a child, and most of them were taken at photo studios or with really old cameras, like they cannot be replaced. If I lose them, I've lost them forever, right? They're non-fungible. Other non-fungible things you might have in your house are wares that may have been passed down through different generations in your family. So for example, in my house, we have a whole buffet of wares that you're not allowed to use. It's only for special occasions because those dishes have been passed down through multiple generations at this point. And they're sort of like antiques and they're special, they're sentimental. They have a lot of value to us. To people who may not be in this family, they may not care. It's just dishes to them. But to my family, those things are very valuable because they're irreplaceable. And they have so, you know, like many memories wrapped up in them. Like I could go to the buffet right now and just look through the glass and I could look at a particular champagne glass and know like, oh, wow, I got this at a wedding, you know, when this family member got married, or this is the knife we used to cut the cake that time when it was one of our kids' birthdays. Like, these things are special and irreplaceable to us, so they are non-fungible. Another thing that is non-fungible are people. Like, your family members are like, they cannot be replaced. You cannot replace anybody in your family, go to a store and buy a new one, right? So I hope you guys understand, based on these examples that I've presented, this idea of fungibility and non-fungibility, right? When it comes to non-fungible tokens, I want you to remember that these are just things that cannot be replaced and they are one of a kind. Now, other non-fungible items include things like domain names. Now, I want to pause for a second and talk about this. So, for example, my website, www.jalisajohn.com, it's non-fungible. Nobody else in the entire world can have that same domain because only one person can have a specific domain. I purchase that domain and I pay annually for it. It's non-fungible. My website is jalisajohn.com. Your website cannot be jalisajohn.com. Something else that is non-fungible, aside from domain names, can be your business name, right? If you register your business name in a particular country, nobody else in that country can have that business name. So that's why things like registering your business, having trademarks and things like this, like that, is really important, right? Those things are non-fungible. And I'm sharing this with you guys to help you become aware that this idea of non-fungibility has already existed. Like, it already exists in our world today, so that you don't think that NFTs are some brand new thing from an alien planet, right? Other things that are non-fungible are our usernames on social media. So like, my username on Instagram is Jalisa John Company. No one else can have that username, right? If I get hacked, God forbid, and somebody goes off with my username, guess what? I most likely can't get it back. I'll have to create a new one, right? So these things are non-fungible, but they're not physical. So your domain name, your website name, your business registration, your trademarks, your social media usernames, they're not physical things like wares, people, and photos, right? They're digital. They're digital assets. But the thing with these digital assets is that we don't really own them. So, like I was just telling you guys about domain names for jalisajohn.com. Even though I purchased that domain name, it's not mine. I still have to pay for it every year. So it's like I'm renting it. So I don't really own that asset. I'm renting it, right? Your username on Instagram. You don't really own that asset. Once you get hacked, or, you know, if Instagram decides to shut down your account for whatever reason, that username is gone. It's not yours, and there's nobody you can complain to because it's not really yours. With NFTs, whatever asset or whatever thing that you buy, it's yours fully, completely, 100% yours. Nobody can come in and take it away from you. There's no monthly or annual renewal fee that you have to pay for your NFTs. Once you purchase a non-fungible token, it is yours for life, unless you decide to sell it, right? Okay, Nalea. Okay, guys. So this is one of the interruptions I was telling you guys about that is definitely going to happen on my podcast. Nalea is here. She locked herself in the room with me, and now she wants to get out. So let's take a little break, and I'll be right back. Why does your company exist? Why does your personal brand exist? Why does your NFT collection exist? In this ad break, I want to tell you guys about a resource that I have. It's my brand purpose statement workbook. It features 15 questions that are going to help guide you through the process of finding your why. Whether you're starting a new business, you want to refresh your Instagram bio or your website's about page, knowing your brand purpose is a great place to start. To download this resource, head on over to jalisajohn.com and click shop. Now, let's get back to this episode. Okay, so now that we're back, we've been talking about NFTs, and I've been explaining to you guys this idea of things being fungible and unfungible or non-fungible. Now I want to give you guys some use cases for NFTs, but as it relates to business. Now, I want to do this in order to help expand your consciousness, help you become aware of the opportunities that are available within the NFT space and how we can use it for the businesses that we currently have, right? So the first example I want to give you guys is Gary V's V Friends. I think this is a really great example of how to use NFTs for business. Now, if you're not familiar with V Friends is an NFT project by Gary V, where he sells his hand-drawn pictures of different characters. And these characters are then used to access his VCon or his Gary VCon friends in these next few years. So basically his NFTs are acting as tickets, right? And the only way you can come to his conference or go to his conference is if you own one of these NFTs. Now, I love this concept because can you imagine if you want to have any type of event, whether it be a workshop or a conference like Gary Vee, a very big conference, and you want to bring together like-minded people for a day or two or even a week, you can sell them an NFT, which would act as a ticket. And the only way people can come is if they have those NFT tickets. They can buy the NFT tickets. They can sell them to other people if they change their mind and they decide they don't want to come. And even if they decide they are going to sell the NFT ticket, guess what? You, as the owner of this NFT project, as the person who deployed this NFT, created this NFT, you are going to make money off of that resale. Now, this is unlike traditional ticketing that we are accustomed with today. Let's just say there's a party coming up for Carnival, right? Let me name one of my favorite parties. I like going to Soca Brainwash, right? It's one of my favorite all-inclusive Carnival parties. When the Soca Brainwash team publishes or creates their tickets and, you know, puts them out for sale, a lot of scalpers usually buy the tickets and try to sell it over to patrons who actually want to go to the party for a higher price. Now, when they buy it from the team at Soca Brainwash team, they make that money alone and that's it. And then the scalpers, when they sell it over, they are making a profit and they're keeping all of the profit. With NFT tickets like VFriends, if someone or when someone sells over a ticket, the team still makes money, not just the scalper alone. This is an important thing I want you guys to pause and really understand. Because what NFTs are going to do for the ticketing space is it means that you, as the organizer of an event, you're always going to be making money, even if scalpers end up buying the first set of your tickets. You're always going to make money, right? Another thing I like that Gary Vee is actually doing with his NFT tickets is that they give you access to his private community on Discord, where you get access to certain channels. Now, if you guys have no idea what Discord is, let me just give you guys like the Cliff Notes version. So Discord is like a new social media platform, but I don't want you guys to think along the line of Instagram or TikTok or anything like that. It's like a chat room. And you can have private chat rooms where people can only have access to the chat room if they have an invite link, or in most cases, if they have a specific NFT. Now, a lot of these Discord communities or chat rooms, they give access to the general public. And within these chat rooms, there will be different channels. And based on how many NFTs you own, or if you own any of the NFTs at all, you can then send messages within those channels. So people who have VFriends, they get access to all of the channels within the Discord. Another thing that I really like about VFriends and the tickets is that it's not just valid for 1 year. It's valid for 3 years. So once you have that NFT ticket, you can go to VCon in 2022, 2023 and 2024. Now, I don't know if when 2024 comes, Gary Vee is going to decide to extend those NFT tickets and maybe tell people you can continue coming. I don't know how he's going to do it, or at that point, the tickets are probably just going to become collectible, right? And you might be thinking, why would I want to have a collectible ticket? Let me give you guys an example. So when was the name of the cinema? Movie Town first launched in Trinidad. I used to go with all of my friends. We were in secondary school. And every single movie that we would go to see, we would save our ticket stubs and we would put it in either our photo albums or in other scrapbooks because you want to preserve that memory. When I travel to different countries like Aruba or the US, or sometimes you might take a trip to Tobago, I always save my tickets because you want to, you know, preserve those memories. You have a special book and you have all of your plane tickets and you could just look at it and be like, wow, these are all the places that I've been to, right? People collect tickets. This is not a new concept. People even trade tickets. Let's just say you went to, the Olympics one time and someone from your country won a gold medal. And you have the ticket for that particular event. You have the plane ticket, everything. And someone who is like an Olympic fanatic decides they want to buy that ticket from you. They can. Like, this is something that already exists. So I don't know if in 2024, at that point, you know, people who have the V Friends tickets, they would decide to trade them or sell them to the highest bidder so that, you know, people could just have them as collectibles, right? But this is just one example of how you can use NFTs in your business today. And I think it's a really, really, really great concept. Now, the second example I want to talk to you guys about is Jumping Jack Taxes by Prince Donnell. They recently launched an NFT project called Kangaroo Heroes. Now, Jumpin' Jack Taxes is a tax company in the United States of America by this very brilliant, very inspiring young man by the name of Prince Donnell. And if you're listening to this podcast, you're most likely a millennial like myself. So Prince Donnell, he is our same age, guys. I think him and I are actually the same age, right? He has a tax company that helps people prepare their taxes every year. He launched a NFT project by the name of Kangaroo Heroes because his company's mascot is a kangaroo. Now, when people buy one of these Kangaroo Heroes NFTs, they not only get a really nice picture. Unlike Gary Vee, Gary Vee drew all of his pictures and he's an amateur artist. The Kangaroo Heroes NFT looks like they were drawn by a legit graphic designer, right? So you not only get this really cute, not cute, this really nice looking art that you could use as a profile picture, but it also comes with access, just like Gary Vee, to a conference. So you get access to this conference where it seems like they're going to talk about financial literacy. They're going to teach you more about taxes. They're going to teach you about investing. Wouldn't you like to be in a room full of people who are there to learn the same thing as you? Wouldn't you like to go to a conference where you can learn from top experts in an industry? Right? And you're guaranteed that everyone there has the same mindset as you and, you know, on the same mission in terms of wanting to better themselves, right? Because that's the whole point of the conference, to learn about investing and trading and cryptocurrency and just becoming financially literate. right? So that's what their conference is going to be about. But not only that, so it's a ticket NFT, but it also gives you access to private masterclasses on investing. You have the opportunity to network with other people. You get to go to annual events. You get access to airdrops. Yes, baby. Airdrops. Let's pause again and explain what airdrops are. So when you have or you own an NFT, the person who created the NFT, they can send you other NFTs. They can send other NFTs to your wallet at any given time. Those things are called airdrops. So what most companies or people who have NFTs do is they reward the people who have their NFTs and are not just looking to flip it and sell it over like scalpers. They reward the people who actually want to hold on to the NFTs by airdropping them different surprises. So this is one of the things that Jumping Jack Taxes with their Kangaroo Heroes, they plan to do. They plan to airdrop other NFTs to the owners of their Kangaroo Heroes NFTs. On top of that, their NFT comes with a lot of benefits. On top of that, you get discounts on your annual taxes. So if you hire Jumping Jack Taxes as your tax company to help you with your taxes, and guys, this is only in America, you will get a discount. Okay, ad break. In this ad break, I want to tell you guys about my content planner. It is called the Ultimate Planner for Instagram Stories, Content, Campaigns, and Reels. Because yes, although you can use it to plan your Instagram stories, you can also use it to plan all of your content from your TikToks, your Instagram feed posts, your Reels, your podcasts, your blog posts. You can literally use this planner plan all of your content for your business. In fact, I use this planner to draft the script for this podcast. I wrote down all of my talking points so that when I come on the mic, I know exactly what I want to say. Now, to buy my planner, guess what? It's available on Amazon. So all you have to do is type in Jaleesa John in the search bar on Amazon and my planner will appear. It is the pretty pink planner with the floral going up the letters. You'll also see my other books. I have some really great notebooks that you could use for like taking notes while you're listening to my podcast or brainstorming your new business ideas. So if you have any questions or you want to show me that you bought my planner, thank you. Don't be afraid to come on over on Instagram or at me on Twitter because I would love to say thanks. Okay, now back to the podcast. There's no denying that this episode has had its fair share of interruptions. I mean, but we're just going to keep pushing through, right? So I presented you guys two very great examples of how NFTs can be used for business. And if you have the time, I would recommend that you go do your own research. Check out Gary Vee's V Friends project. Check out Prince Donnell's Kangaroo Heroes. Pay attention to the way these guys are promoting their projects. Pay attention to all of the educational content they are putting out to make sure that the people who invest in these projects understand what they're getting into. And just look at the way they carry themselves. You can tell that they are building something long-term, something that is gonna last, and they're not just in it for a quick cash grab. Because honestly, a lot of people are getting into the NFT space because there's a lot of money to be made. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. I think it's a good thing, but a lot of people are unethical and they're only creating NFTs because there's so much money in the space right now. We're only in the third week of January 2022, and NFTs have generated hundreds of millions of dollars in sales. And a lot of greedy people are seeing this and they're jumping on it, right? What makes people like Gary Vee and Prince Donnell and others in this space stand out is that you can tell that the projects that they have created have a vision, have a strong mission, and they really want to see change in the communities and provide something of value for their followers. So guys, I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. I'm a little rusty. I'm definitely rusty because I haven't recorded a podcast in probably over a year. So I'm sure I'm very, very rusty. But I pray that you guys would give me grace. The more that I record, the better I would get. And I would soon be back to my old self, feeling very confident on the podcast. Also, if you are listening to this podcast, go check out the YouTube video that I filmed to go along with this podcast. See, you know, everything behind the scenes, you know, when my kids are interrupting, you know, all of that. See my reactions live unedited. Because most likely the audio version of this podcast you are listening to has been edited. I removed all of my ums and my rights, but in the video, it's all in there, right? Because if I edited the video, it would look very chopped and screwed. So the video is unedited. I mean, you can see more or less my live reactions, the constant grin that's on my face. But listen, I don't know why I talk like that. There's a constant smile on my face. Even like when I film TikTok videos and I go back and I look at them, I'm like, why are you always smiling, Jaleesa? Like, you could be talking about the most serious thing in the world and you're literally always smiling, right? But that's just me. So check it out on YouTube. Subscribe to my YouTube as well. I will be creating some exclusive content for my YouTube this year. I really want to focus really, really hard on my YouTube. I've been neglecting it for years, and I'm hoping that this is the year that I can be consistent and really get my YouTube up to the standard that I envision it, right? If you guys enjoyed this episode, you already know the drill. Take a screenshot, tag me on Instagram, and let everyone know you listened to the First Step podcast with Jaleesa John. I love you, and I will catch you in the next one.
You just listened to the First Step podcast, but the conversation does not have to end here. Head on over to my Instagram @JaleesaJohnCompany to continue talking about entrepreneurship. See you there!